This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, September 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Stabenow and Thompson offer hope for Farm Bill. Reauthorized GSP, Ag and Food Groups say, and MAGA goes MAHA. Stabenow and Thompson sound optimistic note on a Farm Bill. Leaders of the Senate and House Ag Committees were featured at the annual Friends of the National Arboretum Dinner last night in Washington. Both were separately expressing some optimism about getting a new farm bill yet that year. There is a tremendous amount of work to do, but good conversations are going on, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow told reporters. In his dinner remarks, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson said committee leaders were close to commencing good faith negotiations where red lines can be cast aside in exchange for good ideas and policies. For more on the state of the Farm Bill, read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. Reauthorize GSP, Ag and Food Groups tell Congress. More than two dozen groups, including corn and soybean growers, are seeking reauthorization of the Generalized System of Preferences program, which allows developing countries to export certain products duty-free to the U.S. Agriculture, food, and related industries contribute roughly $1.53 trillion to U.S. gross domestic product in 2023, helped to support over 22 million jobs. So our united voice on this issue demonstrates the importance of making GSP reauthorization a top priority, the group say in a letter to House and Senate lawmakers. GSP expired at the end of 2020, and additional delays in reauthorization threaten to undermine the decades of advancements achieved and disrupt future market access opportunities, they say. GSP is an important leverage tool to encourage countries to eliminate unjustified trade barriers and follow international standards. Participation of the GSP program should continue to be conditional on criteria that supports U.S. market access into GSP beneficiary countries, the group say. RFK and Callie Means outlined their MAHA plan. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., co-chair of former President Donald Trump's transition team, gave a preview last night of what a Make America Healthy Again agenda might look like under a second Trump presidency. During a town hall in Arizona hosted by Charlie Kirk's Turning Point Action and its PAC, Kennedy at one point referred to himself as a health czar in a future Trump administration. He said he's picking individuals who could oversee health and help reduce chronic diseases in America. One of those names is Callie Means, an author on metabolic health who appeared alongside Kennedy yesterday. Both Kennedy and Means have a long list of things they hope to achieve in the first 90 days of a second Trump term, Kennedy said. Most of these priorities, he continued, they plan to enact with executive orders and personnel changes rather than relying on Congress. While most of the town hall focused on the medical and pharmaceutical industry, Means took jabs at the level of ultra-processed foods and children's diets and said people should eat real food instead. Means also suggested firing every single nutrition researcher at the USDA and ensuring there's no conflict of interest in agency research. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Diesel parts supplier employee pleads guilty to Clean Air Act violations. an employee of a Michigan-based parts supplier, pleading guilty to tampering with emission control devices against the Clean Air Act. Kyle Offringa, an employee of Highway and Heavy Parts LLC, admitted to conspiring with consumers who allegedly deleted emissions control hardware on heavy-duty diesel trucks. According to a DOJ release, this significantly increased pollution emitted by those trucks, but allowed them to run at higher horsepower with greater fuel efficiency and with reduced maintenance cost. Offringa would later reprogram onboard diagnostic systems to bypass Clean Air Act monitoring functions for a fee of between $1,000 and $1,500. Customers were also charged an additional $250 by the company, the DOJ release said. Railroads aiming for growth amid plateauing demand. Railroad executives are aiming to grow rail traffic amid a 10-year trend of stagnating volumes, but doing so is going to require, quote, smart capacity investments, one industry leader told the Surface Transportation Board yesterday. Hiring staff, additional locomotives, and expanding rail infrastructure can help railroads support more freight, Association of American Railroad CEO Ian Jeffries said at an STB hearing. But freight demand is largely driven by economic factors outside of railroads' control, and adding too much capacity could drive up operating costs and lead to inefficiencies, he added. Adding capacity in a smart way can enable railroads to meet changing demand and seize opportunities to grow, he said. Having too much unused capacity or stranded assets can drive up costs and reduce competitive viability. But Surface Transportation Board Chair Robert Primus pushed back on some of Jeffrey's testimony. We're losing to trucking, Primus said. We have customers leaving rail right now, going to a more expensive, less safe, and less efficient mode of transportation. One shipper's gripes. Delays and unpredictable shipping schedules were among the concerns expressed at the hearing by Chris Bliley, Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for Growth Energy. While we understand that a variety of factors contribute to these rail disruptions and that some of them may be outside of the railroad control, our industry simply cannot function effectively, efficiently, or reliably for our customers without reliable rail transportation. U.S. dairy groups upset over preliminary Columbia powdered milk ruling. Groups representing the U.S. dairy industry are voicing frustration with the Colombian government's preliminary ruling that milk powders are unduly subsidized by the U.S. government. The U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation criticized the decision in a release. They noted that Colombia's preliminary findings, quote, call for an additional 4.86% tariff on U.S. milk powder exports. The next steps, well, the Colombian government will now collect further evidence with plans to eventually hold a public hearing. The preliminary tariff will be in effect for 4 months as the investigation moves forward. Well, here's today's final word. I wasn't here, but the secretary was. That Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, speaking at the annual Friends of the National Arboretum dinner, needling Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and noting that the Arboretum was established in 1927. Vilsack also spoke at the dinner. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, September 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Elliott.